It is a Good Friday, and the bagpipes are in here with me. Giddens, I don't know that he wanted to talk about it a lot, but he does have one team in his Final Four, Arizona. Bauman is, he didn't do well, but you know what? I'll tell you what, Bauman. Bauman probably had more points. Well, I don't know. Giddens probably had more points in the first round than any of us. Bauman may have had been right there with him, and I was probably winding up the rear end.
You put his bracket into ESPN, right, didn't you, Alex?
I don't have the app no more.
Oh, you deleted
I deleted the app.
When he lost out, he deleted it.
When Houston lost, I said, that's good enough.
You can recover it and find out.
But I will say this. Now, I still have two teams in the Final Four. And
I'm sure you have the most potential points with two teams still playing. But I wonder where we sit right now.
Well, that's what I've been saying. From the Sweet 16 on, I may have more points than a lot of people. But in them first two rounds, I took a beating.
I would imagine who else did I have that lost out? North Carolina.
North Carolina, but there was somebody else. Who did I have?
Florida.
In Arizona's. I had
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Well, yeah. they played good until they played Arizona.
Arizona.
I would imagine that you probably are ahead of me in overall points with two Final Four teams. But
you had two very good first rounds.
It would be interesting to see. Of course, I know if you got a win in either of the Final Four games, then you'd definitely pass me.
We've still got our original brackets. We can tally up the points ourselves.
It's 10 points for the first round. It's 10 points for the first round, 20 points for the second round, 40 points for the Sweet 16, 80 points for the Elite Eight, 160 points for Final Four, and 320 for your national championship.
Well, I know I got 320 points.
No.
How do you make?
Because I got two teams in the Final Four.
No, that means you got 160.
You said 160 each.
No, that's if you win the Final Four games.
Oh,
because each round has to total up 320 points.
All right. Well, let's give our predictions in this. We'll make this segment shorter. Let's give our predictions. First of all, Bauman. First of all, which game is first?
UConn, Illinois.
That's what I thought. Your prediction, UConn, Illinois.
I think Illinois gets it done. I love what they have with Stojakovic and Mirkovic is the other guy's name, and the Ivicic brothers. And then
they transferred from BYU, too, didn't they?
And, of course, Keaton Wagler. He's the guy that makes them go. And UConn, I feel like they've kind of limped along throughout this tournament. They've had so many games where it's like UConn should lose this game, and they get back in it, or something miracle happens like that happened against Duke.
Sometimes that's called destiny.
Sometimes, but I think Illinois has been more successful and done more in this tournament than UConn has. So I think Illinois gets it.
Illinois has flied under the radar. That is true. And then they've done well. And really and truly, they hadn't played a really close game right down to the buzzer yet either, have they? Not in this tournament. I mean, they've beaten everybody by at least three or four points.
They beat the crap out of Houston.
Oh, yeah. All right, Giddens, that game, who you think?
I mean, I'm rooting for Illinois. I want Illinois to win the game. I remember that Elite Eight game from a few years ago where UConn went on like a 40-0 run on Illinois. That's the kind of thing that's like program scarring for when you're seeing a different jersey that's done that to you before. And some of those players were on that team. And obviously some of the UConn players were on that team too, Alex Caravan. So my heart wants Illinois to win, but my head says UConn's going to win the game.
I'm sticking with UConn, and I know that a lot of people is going to say, well, he can't make a basket. He can't shoot a three-pointer. He can't get out there and steal the basketball, but I'm sorry, they have the best coach in the tournament. I like him or dislike him. Now, I didn't say I liked him. I didn't say I put up with all of his antics, you know, but Dan Hurley is the best coach in the league of any. I'm sorry. Right now, I would say, would you not say right now he's probably the best? I mean, if they win this tournament, which I don't think they'll go all the way, but if they win this tournament, that's three out of the last four. When's that been done? Not since John Wooden.
And this is probably his worst team of all the three.
It's his least athletic team. Let's put it that way.
I don't know. Terrence Reed's pretty athletic.
Let me say least talented. Terrence Reed and Alex Caravan, but when you start falling off after that, I'm going to tell you now, I believe Terrace Reed is climbing that market higher and higher every day for the NFL. I mean, the NBA draft, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's...
I mean, where was he when the season began on any NBA board? Can you tell me?
He might have been in some projected second rounds, but...
He was pretty much non-existent.
His stat line was better than Boozer pretty much across the board.
Talking about Boozer with his 50 free throws?
Yeah. He shot more free throws than...
He only shot 8.
I don't care. He got every call. Even when he didn't shoot, even when he wasn't shooting free throws, he got every foul call that some of them... Well, anyway, it's done. UConn won. I think UConn wins this game. I do. All right, now everybody's saying that the national championship game is actually going to be the second game Saturday.
Yeah, it is. They're correct.
Okay. What's your opinion on that? Or do I need to ask, Mr. BYU?
Is BYU in this game?
No.
Yeah, so I got to pick somebody else.
If they were, you would be choosing them.
It would depend upon the matchup.
Puka Nacua.
I think I had BYU losing to Gonzaga in this tournament, and they didn't even make it that far. Arizona and Michigan is, in my opinion, the matchup of the two best teams throughout the vast majority of the year in college basketball. One team is a team full of transfers that are experienced, and one team is really a core group of freshmen that have gelled together and quickly. But I think guard play is typically what wins in March, and while the Michigan front court is so incredibly dominant and experienced.
Be careful.
I think that the
sure
Brayden Burry's Elliott Cadeau matchup is the difference in this one. And I think Arizona's freshmen get the job done. Arizona plays UConn for the national title.
What about you, Bow Wow?
I'm with Giddens. I think Arizona gets past Michigan. Michigan heavily reliant on a guy in Yaxel Lindenborg. Mara has not been that great. I've not been impressed with him all tournament long. Johnson, he's up and down. Elliott Cadeau, he can either give you 20 points one game or give you a goose egg. And he's dealing with some sort of sickness. So I'm leaning towards probably not giving that 20 points. The benches, I was pretty surprised with the bench against Alabama. Roddy Gale, the freshman guard, I forget his name. He played well. I like Arizona, though. I think they're more battle-tested this season. They've had more success. Jaden Bradley is maybe the most clutch player left in the tournament, and I think he helps them get it done.
I'm going to say two words. Seven times. Seven times in my lifetime, I went back and looked at this. Arizona has been the best team in the country seven times. They've been the best team in the tournament seven times in my lifetime. They've won one national championship. I'm sorry.
And they weren't the best team in the tournament the year they won the title. They were a 5 seed.
You're right. You're right. But they were probably the most talented team in the country then. But I'm going to tell you, I just think Michigan has too much, and I think Michigan has the second best coach in this tournament. Coaching, when you get into the Final Four, means a lot. I know players have to play. They have to score. They have to do it all. I'm going to tell you, though, there's one guy in this game, and Bauman mentioned his name, and you know, Giddens did too. Elliott Cadeau has worked his butt off to be a lot better than what he was at North Carolina. Would you not say that?
He was awful at Carolina for the most part.
He was, and I'm going to be honest with you. You're right, he can be on or off, but if he's on, and I think he will be on in this game because you're talking about youth players for Arizona. They've never been in this situation, okay, even though they're good. I just like Michigan. I think Michigan's been the best team in the country to me from start to finish. They looked like what they looked like in the preseason in the first 2 weeks of the year. They looked like that against Tennessee. They whipped Tennessee in every facet of the game. Rebounding, shooting, defense, everything. Tennessee did not win one category in that ballgame. And that was a team out of the SEC that made it further than anybody else. So I like Michigan. All right. So you got UConn and
Arizona.
Who wins the championship? Who cuts down the nets?
Oh, man. Typically, UConn, when they get to this point, they don't lose.
That's true.
I mean, they've made it to, what is it, six Final Fours and they've won five times or they something
have the
like that?
They have the longest streak of anybody in the country after the Sweet 16. I think they have 16 games in a row.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, they don't lose at this point. But I just got this weird feeling that this is different this year. Arizona is... That the Big Ten got all the respect throughout the year as the best conference, but I thought the Big 12 was just as competitive, and Arizona was the cream of the crop, a class above almost everyone else in that really good conference. They just beat the Big Ten conference tournament champions in Purdue in the Elite Eight, and I think they'll handle the regular season champions, and then they'll go on and beat the NCAA tournament champions that have been so good throughout the last few years with Hurley as the coach. It's just Arizona's year. Right. Downplayed them to start the season, but they're just a different breed.
So he's got Arizona winning it all over UConn. You've got Arizona and Illinois. That shouldn't be close, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's close just because of the size of Illinois kind of matches up with what Arizona has. It's like Gideon said, Arizona's a different beast. They played good all season long, and like I said, they have the most clutch player left in the tournament in Jaden Bradley.
All right, so you're thinking Arizona?
Yeah.
So both of you have got Arizona. I think they'll be at home Monday night watching the game. I'm sorry. I may be wrong, totally wrong come Saturday night, but I think Michigan's on a – I think they're on a journey to cut down the nets on Monday night. And that means they have to beat UConn if they get by – I think the championship game will be UConn and Michigan, and I think Michigan will win it all. That was my pick when we started our original bracket, and you know the old country song, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.